Michael sat at the edge of the bed, the soft glow of the evening sun casting long shadows across the room. In his hands, he held a delicate silk scarf, its smooth fabric slipping between his fingers. He had found it tucked away in the back of his wife's closet, forgotten behind winter coats and old boxes. The vibrant colors caught his eye, a swirl of blues and purples that seemed to dance in the light. He sighed deeply, a mixture of longing and apprehension filling his chest. The desire to feel the fabric against his skin was overwhelming, yet fear held him back. This wasn't the first time he'd been drawn to women's clothing. Since childhood, there had been moments, a dress-up game at a cousin's house, a school play requiring a costume, instances that ignited a spark he couldn't quite understand. "Hey, are you okay?" Emily's voice drifted in from the doorway, pulling him from his reverie. Michael quickly stuffed the scarf under a pillow, his heart racing. "Yeah, just thinking," he replied, forcing a smile. She raised an eyebrow, stepping into the room. "You've been quiet lately. Is something on your mind?" He hesitated. Emily was his partner in all things, their marriage built on trust and open communication. But this was different. How could he explain something he barely understood himself? "Work's been stressful," he lied, avoiding her gaze. She sat beside him, placing a comforting hand on his shoulder. "You know you can talk to me about anything, right?" "I know," he whispered, guilt gnawing at him. That night, sleep eluded him. The scarf remained hidden, but its presence was a constant reminder of the secret he carried. He tossed and turned, visions of himself adorned in elegant dresses and makeup swirling in his mind. The longing was no longer a mere curiosity. It was a need he could no longer ignore. Days turned into weeks, each one a battle between his desires and his fears. Emily noticed the change, his laughter less frequent, his smiles not reaching his eyes. One Saturday afternoon, while Emily was out running errands, Michael ventured into their bedroom closet. His hands trembled as he reached for a floral dress, its soft fabric inviting his touch. Slipping it off the hanger, he held it against his body, the mirror reflecting an image that both terrified and thrilled him. He put it on, the dress fitting loosely over his frame. Standing before the mirror, he barely recognized himself, yet something about the reflection felt right. A sense of peace washed over him, a moment of clarity in the storm of his emotions. Lost in thought, he didn't hear the front door open. "Michael?" Emily called out. Panic surged through him. He fumbled with the zipper, desperate to remove the dress before she saw. But it was too late. Emily appeared in the doorway, her eyes widening as she took in the scene. They stood frozen, the air thick with unspoken words. "I can explain," he stammered, his cheeks flushing with embarrassment. She held up a hand, her expression softening. "It's okay," she said gently. "You don't have to be ashamed." Tears welled in his eyes. "I'm sorry. I didn't know how to tell you." She stepped forward, wrapping her arms around him. "Shh, it's all right, I'm here." They sat together on the bed, the tension slowly dissipating. "How long have you felt this way?" she asked softly. He took a deep breath. "For as long as I can remember. I've tried to ignore it, but it's gotten stronger." "Why didn't you tell me?" "I was afraid you'd think less of me, or that you'd leave." She squeezed his hand. "Michael, I love you. All of you. Nothing will change that." Relief flooded through him. "Thank you," he whispered. Emily smiled warmly. "Besides, you have great taste. That dress looks better on you than it does on me." They both laughed, the sound breaking the tension. "Would you like to explore this part of yourself more?" she asked. He nodded hesitantly. "I think so, but I don't know where to start." "Well," she said thoughtfully, "how about we make a day of it? We can go shopping, find clothes that fit you properly, make it fun." "Really? You'd do that?" "Of course, we're a team." The following weekend, they ventured into the city. Michael was nervous, but Emily's enthusiasm was infectious. They visited boutiques and department stores, trying on various outfits. Emily guided him, offering advice and encouragement. In a quiet corner of a small shop, Michael emerged from the dressing room wearing a sleek black dress that hugged his figure. Emily's eyes lit up. "You look amazing." He glanced at the mirror, a shy smile spreading across his face. "I feel amazing." "Then we'll take it," she declared. They spent the day exploring styles, experimenting with colors and fabrics. With each new outfit, Michael's confidence grew. Emily taught him about makeup, showing him how to apply foundation, blush, and eyeshadow. Back home, they continued the transformation. Emily styled his hair, and they laughed together as they tried different looks. "Do you want to choose a name?" she asked. He considered the question. "Michelle," he said finally. "I think I'd like to be called Michelle when I'm like this." "Michelle it is," she agreed, hugging him. Over the next few weeks, they settled into a new routine. Michael became Michelle in the evenings and on weekends, exploring this side of himself with Emily's unwavering support. One evening, as they sat together watching a movie, Michelle turned to Emily. "Thank you for accepting me," she said sincerely. Emily smiled. "I wouldn't have it any other way. Seeing you happy makes me happy." But not everyone was as understanding. They decided to share Michelle's existence with a few close friends. Reactions were mixed. Some were supportive, others confused or distant. At a dinner party, their friend James pulled Michael aside. "What's going on?" he asked bluntly. Michael sighed. "I'm embracing a part of myself I've kept hidden. I hope you can understand." James frowned. "It's a lot to take in." "I know, but I'm still the same person." James nodded slowly. "I'll try." As word spread, whispers and gossip began to circulate. At work, Michael noticed colleagues exchanging glances, conversations halting when he entered the room. One afternoon, his manager called him into the office. "Michael, there have been some concerns raised," she began delicately. He braced himself. "About what?" "Your personal life is your own, but it's starting to affect the team. Some employees are uncomfortable." He felt a flush of anger. "I'm still performing my job at the highest level." "That's not in question, but perhaps it would be best to keep your activities outside of work." He clenched his jaw. "I have. I don't bring my personal life into the office." She shifted uncomfortably. "Just be mindful of the impact." Leaving the office, Michael felt a mix of frustration and disappointment. That evening, he shared the experience with Emily. "It's not fair," he vented. "I'm being judged for who I am." She placed a comforting hand on his shoulder. "I know it's hard. People can be slow to accept what's different." "Should I stop? Go back to hiding?" She shook her head firmly. "No, you shouldn't have to suppress who you are to make others comfortable." He sighed. "I wish the world was more accepting." "So do I," she agreed. "But change takes time, and you have allies." They decided to join a local support group for cross-dressers and their partners. The first meeting was nerve-wracking, but they were welcomed warmly. Sitting in a circle, they listened as others shared their stories, tales of struggle, acceptance, and self-discovery. When it was his turn, Michael hesitated before speaking. "I'm Michael," he began, "but I've recently started embracing Michelle." The group nodded encouragingly. "It's been liberating, but also challenging. I'm grateful for my wife's support." Emily squeezed his hand. One member, a tall woman named Sarah, smiled kindly. "It's wonderful that you're on this journey together. It makes all the difference." After the meeting, they lingered to chat with others. Friendships formed quickly, a network of understanding and support. Over time, Michelle became more confident. She and Emily attended social events, dinners, and outings with their new friends. The fear that once gripped Michael began to fade, yet the outside world still posed challenges. One evening, they decided to dine at a restaurant downtown. As they were seated, Michelle noticed stares from nearby patrons. Whispers and snickers reached her ears. Emily leaned in. "Ignore them," she whispered. But as the evening progressed, the murmurs grew louder. A group at the next table began making derogatory comments. "Is that a man or a woman?" one sneered. Michelle's hands trembled. She felt exposed, vulnerable. Emily stood up, her eyes blazing. "Is there a problem?" she demanded. The group fell silent, surprised by her boldness. "Our apologies," a woman at the table said sarcastically. "We didn't realize it was impolite to notice the obvious." Emily squared her shoulders. "It's impolite to be rude. We're here to enjoy our evening. Please mind your own business." The manager approached, sensing the tension. "Is everything all right?" "No," Emily replied. "We're being harassed by your patrons." The manager turned to the offending table. "I'm going to have to ask you to respect other guests or leave." The group grumbled but subsided. Michelle looked at Emily with gratitude. "Thank you," she whispered. Emily smiled softly. "Always." Despite the incident, they refused to let others' ignorance dictate their lives. At home, they discussed the realities they faced. "It won't always be easy," Emily acknowledged. But we can't let that stop us from living authentically. Michelle nodded. I just wish people could see beyond appearances. Education is key, Emily said thoughtfully. Maybe we can do something to help. Inspired, they began volunteering with local organizations advocating for LGBTQ plus rights and awareness. They shared their story at community events, schools, and workshops, hoping to foster understanding. One day, Michelle was invited to speak at a seminar on diversity and inclusion at her own workplace. It was a daunting prospect, but she accepted. Standing before her colleagues, she took a deep breath. Hello, everyone. Many of you know me as Michael. Today, I'd like to introduce you to Michelle. She shared her journey, the fears, the challenges, and the liberation of embracing her true self. I understand that change can be uncomfortable, she concluded, but I hope that by sharing my story, we can foster a more inclusive environment where everyone feels accepted. The room was silent for a moment before applause erupted. Her manager approached afterward. Thank you for sharing that, she said sincerely. I had no idea. We have work to do to ensure everyone feels welcome here. Michelle felt a weight lift. I appreciate that. Over time, attitudes at work shifted. Colleagues who were once distant became more approachable. Conversations flowed more freely, and a sense of camaraderie grew. At home, life was fuller than ever. Emily and Michelle's relationship deepened, built on trust, love, and shared experiences. One evening, as they relaxed on the couch, Emily turned to Michelle. Have you ever considered taking this further? Michelle looked at her quizzically. What do you mean? Exploring your identity more deeply. Do you feel that cross-dressing is enough, or is there more you want to discover? Michelle pondered the question. I've thought about it, she admitted. Sometimes I wonder if this is just the beginning. Whatever you decide, I'm here, Emily assured her. Thank you, Michelle said softly. I don't know where this journey will lead, but having you by my side makes all the difference. They sat in comfortable silence, the future open and unwritten. As months passed, Michelle continued to explore her identity. She met with a therapist specializing in gender identity, delving into her feelings and experiences. Emily was there every step of the way, offering support and encouragement. One day, Michelle came home with a contemplative expression. How was your session? Emily asked. It was enlightening, Michelle replied. I've realized that I may be more than a crossdresser. I think I might be transgender. Emily took her hand. How do you feel about that? Scared, excited, unsure. Those are all valid feelings. I don't know what this means for us, Michelle said hesitantly. Emily smiled reassuringly. It means we'll continue to face whatever comes together. They embraced, the bond between them stronger than ever. The journey ahead was uncertain, filled with potential challenges and discoveries, but with love and support, they were ready to navigate it together. Michelle looked out the window, the sunset casting hues of pink and orange across the sky. What's on your mind? Emily asked. Just thinking about how far we've come, Michelle replied, and wondering where the road will take us next. Emily squeezed her hand. Wherever it leads, we'll go there together. They stood side by side, gazing at the horizon, the possibilities endless.